Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the show. Where else can you listen to Big Brother House Guests, Survivor Castaways, and the Amazing Racer Racers? That's right, here at the Rad Reality Show.
I got a feeling that tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be
Thursday, so you know what day it is. It's Survivor. But let's kick it off with our theme song for usually Thursday night, especially during Survivor's time of the year. And you know what it is. Well, welcome to the show, everyone. Tonight we're going to be talking about Survivor. If you guys have a question on Survivor, you guys can call in 347-237-5506. Let's have a great show, guys.
Welcome, everyone, to the Survivor Roundtable Show here on the Rad Reality Show Network. Today is September 27th, 2012, and we hope you've had a wonderful day today. My name is Cherry Garcia, and I'll be your co-host tonight, along with Mr. Paul from Minnesota, who also does all of our fabulous clips. Our host tonight will be Mr. Brandon Hance from Survivor South Pacific, so I can't wait to talk to him and let him get this show started. But first, I always have to see how my sidekick, Mr. Paul from Minnesota, is doing. So, Paul, how is everything up there in the northern states? And did you like Survivor last night? How did you like the show?
Hi, Cherry. I am doing well up here. We're still summertime weather here up in Minnesota. thank goodness. But, no, it was another great episode. It had me fooled again in a couple of areas. But, no, I'm really still excited about this season.
I am, too. I believe we have our wonderful guest for the evening, our guest host. Let's bring him up and say hello. Mr. Brandon Hance, how are you tonight? Is this Brandon? We might not have Brandon after all.
I guessed it who that was because during the opener I can't really screen. I put a question mark there. Did you have his area code? Is that the area code?
Let me check on that. In the meantime, I know who this is. Let's go ahead and bring them up.
All right.
Mary and David.
Hi.
How are you?
We're good. Great. How are you?
We're good. How did you enjoy the show last night?
Hi, Paul. How are you?
I like it. I'm kind of glad that I don't know the names of the tribes yet, never do, but I'm kind of glad that Jeff and everybody has made out Jonathan, even though he's got the immunity idol. I'm glad they've made him out, and I'm glad that they're kind of against him. I like Jeff when he played baseball. You know, he was a real good, popular, you know, clean baseball player, and I know his knees are really hurting him, and I hope that he can keep marching on.
I do too. It seems like the rain is actually helping him out a little bit. He's able to sort of rest his knee.
Yeah, it is. That's one of my favorite this year. I reckon I like baseball. And then, I mean, I love Blair from Facts of Life, but she is, I don't know about her. She's just, I don't know, she just ain't getting in the game. She feels outcasted, and if she can't pull it together.
Well, you know from online that she'd gotten a divorce, and you can't blame her for crying, you know?
Well, no, you can't. But if you go on an island to play a game, you can't. Even if somebody's over talking, you got to be over eavesdropping. You know, you got to know if it's you or not they're talking about.
Well, you ain't been through what she's been through, so you don't say that. Because I just feel sorry for her, you know, just her life in general. But we're huge fans of Facts of Life, you know. So I'm pulling for her completely.
Yeah, I think, you know, she may pull herself out of that yet. You know, we'll see how it goes. They may find, you know, if Abby
and
RC. I can't
believe they don't know who she is.
Right. And, you know, we saw a little bit of tension between Abby and RC.
Yeah.
And if those two don't continue to mesh, and if they start having tension, then Lisa might be able to get pulled in there. And we saw somebody, and it was, I believe it was, you know, obviously it was one of the guys. Let me look at my notes. One of the guys had pulled Lisa over, I believe it was Peter, and asked her on the previews for next week if she would be able to vote Mike Scoopin out. And she said, just tell me what I need to do.
Yeah,
so that was
on
the previews for next week.
I want to make a comment, first of all, that alliance between RC and Abby. I mean, Abby's a little spitfire. She basically laid the law down, you know, with RC. So, yeah, early in the season, I look at these things. They're always so significant to see, you know, if there's any problems between people, you know, and that type of thing. One thing I will say about Lisa that I noticed last on the premiere episode and also last night, she has proven herself in those competitions, and that is huge, especially when you have
yes.
such small tribes.
Yes, it is. She has proved herself. What is the blackhead like? Is it Abby, the one who causes all the trouble and the drama?
Abby,
I don't know all their names.
Name is Abby Maria. Abby Maria is the Brazilian girl.
Maria.
Okay.
Yeah. She's the one. Yeah. She's going to cause a lot of drama, and I don't think she'll make it very far. But
yeah,
right now she's in control. So as long as she can, you know, keep that going. Okay, Abby's the Brazilian. Okay, the other one that she keeps arguing with, that she had to comfort when she argued with her about they was in a little argument last night about she thinks that she's telling a guy. Okay, I know who they are now, and Abby's the little Brazilian. I got to get their names right, don't I?
Well, we have our guest host. Paul has him in the screening room right now.
Oh, you tell him it's about time. I love Brandon.
I can't wait. He's going to be a great host. I know that he was excited to call in, too. So it's going to be exciting to hear what he has to say. If I can get Paul out of the screening room with him.
It's all Paul's fault. I blame everything on Paul.
He goes in there and starts having a conversation with him. But, yeah, it was a fun, exciting show last night. They sort of had you guessing as to who was going to go home last night, and you thought it was going to be one person that wound up being another. And there again, it was that editing that they do. Let's bring Mr. Brandon up. Brandon Hance, thank you for calling in tonight. How are you?
I'm just eating a popsicle, actually.
Having
a
popsicle,
eat at
huh?
a time like this.
It's an orange one. That's pretty delicious.
Something you couldn't do in the South Pacific, I would say, huh?
Yeah, it was pretty, yeah, there's no popsicles there.
You were just scared to wander off and find them.
Yeah, I was scared to be eaten by a shark.
Yeah, I don't blame you because David would have been too.
I ain't getting in the water.
As much as you want to be on Survivor, you're saying you won't get in the water.
Yeah, I want to be on one of them seasons they don't do the water challenges.
Okay.
we'll start the show off and say that both Russell and Penner had already found the clues in the rice from the last episode. But at the Matsing tribe, they had already formed a four-person alliance, which did include the returning veteran survivor, Mike Scoopin. It looked close for Russell Swan because of his bossiness at the challenge, but in the end, it was Zane who was voted out first. So now let's see what happens on the second episode of Survivor Philippines. And basically, they started the show showing, mostly it was Malcolm and Angie with the cuddling, and them talking about Malcolm not getting booty blinded.
Oh, yeah.
If you was a guy, how could you not get booty blinded by something like that?
Oh, I didn't get blinded by Michaela, did I? No, sir, I did not. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Brandon. Now you tell my husband what he should be saying.
I didn't say I'd cuddle. I just said how could you
love Mary with all your heart, and there wouldn't be nobody in the world to booty blind you, my friend.
Thank you.
Brandon, I must say, I don't know how you were able to. She was gorgeous.
The thing about it is they all smell terrible. And
okay.
The good thing we don't have smell-o-vision, is that what you're saying, Brandon?
I was going to say, once you get past smell, it don't matter.
That's gross. Oh,
hey, Brandon, I have a little behind-the-scenes question right off the bat. I was going to kind of hold off on it, but certainly on last night's episode, we saw how much rain they have. I don't remember you having that much rain on your season, did you?
We had maybe 2 days of rain.
Yeah, because here's what my question was going to be. If you know, for those people that have played seasons where it's been torrential rain, your uncle certainly was part of that. Do they try to wait to start those challenges till the rain stops?
Actually,
I know I've seen challenges.
About it is, there's the 2 days that it did rain. I said the funny part about it is the 2 days that it did rain, one of those challenges is the challenge I had to hold the weight on my shoulders, which I don't mean to toot my horn, but I carry that record in Survivor history as we speak, just saying. So, yes, they waited for that challenge till it started raining. And when everybody was confused, because normally there was this a kind of a time set we had in our head about when challenges should start, when we got tree mail, and, you know, we kind of got the hang of things.
Right.
And that day was different. And we noticed that the clouds were getting a little dark, and we were like, you know, guys, I think they're going to wait until it rains. Well, you know, lo and behold, we were sitting there at the challenge, kind of delay, and then it starts to rain, and here Jeff goes, ready to start the challenge. So, yeah, of course, a survivor's meant to be hard, you know. It's not meant to be an easy. It's all about how much you can handle from Mother Nature, you know what I'm saying? So,
yeah.
You know, it's pretty intense, man.
So it was basically the opposite of what Paul was asking. They didn't wait till it stopped raining. They waited till it started raining to film you being tortured in Mother Nature.
Absolutely.
In the rain.
Answer me this. Like, what would you want to watch? You know
well, that's true. I mean, you know, they want to show you getting the crap beat out of you out there, and they don't want to show it being rosy for any of you out there.
Yeah, actually, I used the restroom on myself one time. No one knows that but you guys know.
No, the whole world knows it now, buddy. Thank you for telling us.
I took the largest dump ever on myself out there. The coconut's a natural laxative, guys. Give me a break, okay?
And here I was just thinking you peed on yourself.
That's what I thought.
I blew chunks on the other side. And it was so uncomfortable. Actually, Coach was right next to me, and he goes, "What's that smell?" And I was like,
"It's
Michaela." Michaela, what are you doing? And he goes, "Let's vote her out immediately." So,
oh my goodness!
True story on how Michaela was voted out. Boom! There you go.
He said, "Boom! There you go."
Okay, so RC found the clue in the rice for the Tandang tribe, and she nearly got caught by Lisa, but she decided to share the clue with Abby Marie, who was getting a little suspicious of RC and Mike, and she wound up just laying the law down to RC that she catches them whispering and going off together too much, and when she approaches them, they change the subject, and if RC screws her, she will be done, just letting you know, and that's what she told RC.
You know what? We see this in Big Brother as well, but Brandon, I'm sure it happens a lot in Survivor when you start walking towards a group of people talking, and all of a sudden you can tell they switched subjects. I mean,
let me tell you what, man. I don't mean to shut you down right there, but it's very, very important for people to understand that paranoia is your best friend out there. I mean, you really, really, honestly, you can't sleep. You can't, you know, think. You can't do anything without imagining, you know, your torch being snuffed out. You know, it is way, way more of a mental game than it is physical. You literally, you know, I congratulate anybody who's ever, you know, made it all 39 days. I didn't have that luxury for my own stupidity, but as far as, you know, for 39 days, you know, those people, those three people, or past seasons, two people, had to literally put their mind under control, have their mind under complete control. You know, as far as, you know, because to make it to the end of the game, you really got to shut off all emotion, all everything. I mean, you literally got to be kind of like a robot, man. It's really, really hard. And, it kind of jacks with you. Even after the show, it takes a while, you know, because you come home and you're, like, thinking people are talking about you. And it's pretty sad, but you're like, you know, even with family, I'm like, what are you guys talking about, you know? Were you guys trying to vote me out? You know, it just plays with you. So, yeah, man, it's really, really, really intense. You can't go anywhere. Or, you know, everyone's talking all the time, and you feel like the oddball if you're not talking, so you want to talk or just make some subject up so you kind of look stupid. So, yeah, it's kind of like high school, really. That's why I quit. That's why I dropped out.
Bless your heart.
Oh. Hey, speaking. It's not really a transition, but we Big Brother people certainly watched your uncle in Big Brother this year, and we were so
cowboy?
Happy to. Huh?
Is this cowboy?
This is Paul from Minnesota. Come
it's
on.
Paul.
Hey. But I'm wondering, have you seen his grandbaby Layla yet?
Who, me?
Yes.
Who's that? Who's Layla?
Russell just had, Willie just had a grandbaby. Brandon,
oh,
you hear
God.
Me?
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Is that grandbaby not your cousin?
No, my cousin. I thought you were talking Survivor or Big Brother. I'm like, who's Layla? Absolutely.
It's your family, Brandon.
He wants to know if you've seen the baby.
Don't judge me, okay? Don't judge me. Look, it's a beautiful kid. I love it. You know, it's family. It's like my second cousin. Brittany is my cousin. Oh, excuse me, Chelsea. My bad. She's my cousin and her little baby. It's a beautiful baby. I haven't personally got to see it yet, but I would love to see it.
Yeah, I'm sorry I went off subject of Survivor, but
You know what? I got you for that one.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm sorry. Go ahead, Jerry. Get this thing back in control.
Okay. Well, we'll try to get back to Survivor here.
Who do you think's going to win this?
Not who you know is going to win this. We say, who do you think's going to win this, and who do you really want to win this?
I wanted Zane to win, to be honest with you.
Really?
Yeah.
Who?
Zane.
Oh,
like
wow.
Zane.
He went out first.
He was a cool guy.
I was sad to see him go out first.
I got to share my jinx. Last year, I watched the first episode, and I go, I think I'm really going to like this Courtney girl. I hope she goes far and she breaks her wrist. And then on the premiere, I go, I'm pulling for Zane. I like this guy, and he goes out the first week. So I'm going to stop picking my favorites.
I don't understand. Why are all these cool people getting voted out so fast?
Because they don't know how to talk to the uncool people and make alliances.
Maybe.
I don't see them being a threat as a problem, you know? I mean, what's the deal is, homie?
Yeah, that's right.
He was so much different than everybody else, you know. People judge people by the way you look. I don't do that. I tell people.
Exactly. I personally know Zane. He's a friend of mine. And the guy is amazing. He's just a good-hearted guy. You know, I know things get a little misconstrued out there on the island. But, you know, he's like me in a lot of ways, man. The tattoos, neither of us want to be judged for our tattoos.
Right, and that's what people in this everyday world do.
Exactly, and if right off the bat, what do you see? What is it based off of? I mean, you're in Ponderosa, locked down for like freaking a week. All that people can see is what you look like. You can't talk. You're under surveillance. I mean, come on, man. It's like, give the guy a chance. You know. You know what I'm saying?
You know, that's the problem with this world today. People judge people by their looks. They don't give them a chance.
Absolutely.
You know, he's guy, he's got all the tattoos. He kind of looks a little scary. Why not vote him out first? It's ridiculous.
He sort of threw himself on the sword, though, when they got back from the challenge. He was saying, you know, that Russell had to drag him and that he should be the one going home because he was so out of shape and... He really threw himself on the sword right after the challenge, and I think he realized what he had done afterwards.
I'm thinking maybe he was saying that, though,
as a way
to make people think that he's not a threat. Keep me around. I'm not a threat. I'm not going to beat you.
I think he really, like he said, he really done it to see if he really had everybody in his pocket. I really think at that point, he had an alliance with everybody, and he wanted to show TV, show the world, that he was going to run his tribe.
Well, like my husband said, he was reverse psychologizing on everybody.
Exactly.
What do you think?
Backfired.
It definitely worked.
What do you think about Kent playing these first couple weeks with a hurt knee? And nobody really realizes that he's hurt.
Well, that's where I was going next. Jeff Kent is struggling with his knee a bit because of all the rain. But because, you know, he does have the hurt knee, he's able to sort of rest it, and nobody's realizing it. So
he was still
he's liking the fact that he's able to sit around camp. However, Penner wanted everybody to leave the camp so he could look for the idol.
I'm glad we're getting to this.
Once everybody was so tired of getting wet, the whole tribe decided that they were going to go to a cave, and it gave Penner time to stay behind and start looking for the idol. And he started looking just ferociously through the whole camp for that idol. He was under the where they slept. He looked under the flag. He was just digging everywhere. And he got busted by Dawson. She came back for something to the camp, and she asked him what he was looking for, and he made up this elaborate lie about how the rain washed out his contact lens. And she bought it. And he walked down by the water's edge, and he said it was one of those light bulb moments where he was thinking about when he opened the clue and read it, and he said, if I opened the clue where I was reading it, you know, that there was this raised wooden bull with a very prominent nose.
You're driving.
And he runs back to camp, and he grabs a knife, and he pries that wooden plaque off of the container that the rice was in.
Jerry.
And underneath it, that is the hidden immunity idol. And
Jerry, please, I have to toot my horn. I told you last week, didn't I?
Well, I think we all knew that's where it was at, Paul.
I was the first to say it last week's show, though. I said that little raised thing on top of the lid of the rice thing is probably the idol, and sure enough.
Wow, Paul, you're pretty smart, because I didn't figure it out.
Thank you, Mary. That's what I was looking for from Cherry, but I'm glad I got it from somebody.
Well, what I'm still not figuring out is how in the world have they not noticed it's gone?
Yeah, that's what, yeah.
I wrote that down as well. I thought, okay, somebody next week is going to say, where did that little symbol on top of the rice go?
Because, Brandon, you know better than any of us. You were on the island yourself. And do you not look at everything there?
Everything. You look at everything.
Yeah, but that's an easy lie. It fell off, I threw it in the fire.
Well, you don't know what he's going to say. You don't know if it's going to ever happen. But I think these people's dumb to not even notice it's gone yet.
Well, they're going to notice. It'll show it next week.
Yeah.
You have to notice. If you was on an island that looked to me like Brandon, you'd notice if somebody was digging hoes. You know what I mean? You would know the sand's different.
The first person that started looking for idols when we got to the camp was, I forgot her name because she was voted out so fast. Yeah, I forgot her name, but we had eyes on her immediately. So when you go do that, you pretty much put "I want to go home" really fast on your back.
Yeah, I can imagine. Now, this is the first time in three ties on Survivor that Penner has actually, Penner has won the hidden immunity idol, but he has found a hidden immunity idol. So he was excited as hell. And what got me was he went running past one of his, you know, teammates going, "I'm on fire." You know, he was just excited. And I'm like, why announce it almost, well, he didn't say that he had the idol, but he was just so excited, he might as well have said, "I found the idol." You know, he should have just been so calm and not been so obvious about it.
Yeah,
because
he ran off past everybody saying, "I'm on fire, I'm on fire."
Yeah, I was like, don't be that obvious, Penner. No, no. I really like him, and I'm hoping he goes far in the game. I don't want to see him blow it.
I don't like him. I hope he's voted out. Don't use the immunity. I've met him. I know him, and I don't like him.
Really?
He's a jerk.
See, I ain't the only one feels that way.
Oh, we've had him on the show, and he was always really sweet.
Yeah, he's so sweet to your show. You don't know him in person.
Thank you, Brandon.
Guys.
And then they showed Lisa wasn't connecting with the Tandag tribe at all. And she was going off and sitting by herself, talking about how she was taking care of herself since she was 12 years old. She was really having a difficult time. Brandon, did you have anybody that sort of stood out like that in your season that just didn't connect with anyone?
Stacy. Yeah, no, she was loaded out so fast you don't even know her either.
Yeah, wow. Stacy.
Yeah, that, huh? Come here,
Daddy.
Oh, is that a dude? Oh, my God. What is that? Go down. We're looking at these survivor pictures. It's... All right. I'm not going to say her name. Or his name. Yeah, no, but Stacy, for sure.
And then, Roxy was breaking down on the Matt Singh tribe because of the constant rain. And then once the rain stopped, finally, Roxy was down by the water's edge, and she was praying, and the others weren't sure if she was praying in a different language or if she was speaking in tongue. But they began to talk about her and how they thought she would have been stronger. And Denise said that she wouldn't pray to God for help for anything during these competitions. She said, dig in, dig deep, and make it happen. And that's when they started showing them heading for the challenge. Somebody's got some really bad feedback going on their phone.
I hear it, too.
It's Brandon.
No, it's not. Don't lie. I need another popsicle, by the way.
Oh, as long as it ain't orange, you're all right.
It's green.
Somebody's got terrible feedback. Anyway, the challenge said two members from each tribe will pull a sled out to retrieve bundles of puzzle pieces. You'll come back to the start, and the next pair will go. Once you've collected all the pieces, one person will serve as your caller, and they will try to help two other tribe members solve a giant puzzle. The first two tribes to get it right win immunity and are safe from the vote. Losers go to tribal council, where somebody will be voted out of this game. In addition, you are playing for reward. First tribe receives blankets, pillows, and a tarp. Second tribe receives a tarp, and obviously the third tribe will go to tribal council and have a chat with Jeff, where somebody will be voted out of the game. When Russell started asking the girls who could run twice, Angie said not really, and Roxy came up with some spiel about not drinking enough water that day, which I thought was kind of lame. Eventually, Russell and Angie did run twice, but Angie was just totally exhausted. Tandang came in first, Calabao came in second, and once again, Matt Singh came in third and was headed back to tribal council. Russell was so mad that he threw the puzzle piece that he had in his hand. And when they got back to camp, Roxy immediately started complaining to Russell that Angie should go home, saying that she showed her boobs and she needs to go because her relationship with Malcolm is just too dangerous. Russell talked to Denise and tries to talk her into keeping Roxy because he knows he has Roxy in his back pocket. Denise is basically the swing vote. They head to tribal council. They start talking, and Jeff asks Roxy to finish this question. If there is one thing I could change about this tribe, it would be... And she answered that they wouldn't invest 75% of their energy into being workhorses around camp. And Jeff said, so you're saying they put too much energy in at camp? And Roxy said, absolutely. I feel like I come back from the second challenge that we've lost, and then it's just back to work. That's awkward. And Jeff asked Denise what she thought, and Denise said, no, if we want to be strong for challenges, we need to get that wood. We need to get that fire if we're going to win challenges. And so Jeff turns to Angie and says, Angie, you finished the same sentence. If I could change one thing about this tribe, and Angie says that we could have cookies, which I was shocked that she answered the question that way. That just blew me away.
Yeah. Hey, I need to interrupt here. Hey, Brandon. Sometimes when people call into Blog Talk Radio, the connection gets bad, and your connection is getting bad. Would you mind hanging up and redialing back in, Brandon?
I would. I'm offended, but I would.
Hey, Brandon, I love you.
I'm laughing. Why is everybody laughing? I'm really offended.
Don't be offended. We're not doing it because you're a ham.
I'm not calling back.
Thanks, bud. Jerry, I was looking for a place to pop in, so I'm going to go back to the challenge. The thing that popped out to me when I looked at the challenge was, you know, we already talked earlier about Jeff's knee. Look who was pulling the sled. I think he even pulled it for two legs.
He did. Pulled it twice.
And
oh, yeah, they would say anything about sports, and he's a baseball guy, so they will tell you all about him.
Yeah, I was impressed by that, and we talked about it at the beginning of the show. I was also very impressed with calm demeanor and her excellent calling by Lisa on the puzzle. She was, you know, so often these people go really crazy with the when they're calling things out, and she was just very calm. And thank you, Brandon.
Thank you, Brandon. You're back on air with us, babe.
You're not welcome. I'm mad.
Hi, Brandon.
And you just sound so much better this time.
He ain't licking the ice cream this time.
It was that orange popsicle.
Okay, this is my little thing. I hate a orange popsicle. I just finished a green popsicle, and now I'm eating a cookie dough ice cream chocolate bar.
Oh! Hey, whenever you get up in your 30s, that catches up to you.
David, he lost a lot of weight, honey. He needs to gain it back.
No, he wasn't. He wasn't skinny
yeah.
at all.
I'm beautiful.
You
no
are
matter
beautiful.
What.
You are beautiful.
I'm actually the voted the. No one saw this, but I saw it. I was voted the sexiest man to ever play Survivor, by the way.
No one saw it, but I saw it.
Yeah, I don't know what you was checking out, but there ain't no way I would have voted you the sexiest.
Well,
I would have
not, okay?
Maybe Angie or...
I would
have. Yeah,
maybe
this
woman.
Let's get back on topic, okay? God.
Thank you. Keep him straight. He just can't get his mind out of the gutter.
Okay.
Yeah, but we got up to talking about tribal council, and I mean, I shouldn't say poor Angie. I mean, she really had it coming to her, but Jeff Probst just basically called her out big time. I mean, at one point I wrote this down, he even claps his hands, you know, like, wake up, girl. He claps his hands. Let's wake up. And she looked many times, I don't know if you guys thought so, but she looked like she was about ready to break down in tears.
She did. Yeah.
Well, Lisa
this
is really
the same
good
girl
at those
that
puzzles.
Said she that the one thing she really is missing is a chocolate chip cookie.
I know.
Yeah, I think I'd be breaking down in tears for what I just said, too.
Yeah.
I think she was crying for a cookie. She's still in her. She'll cry next week for a cookie.
And what great editing. I was fooled again. I thought for sure that they were going to vote her out and keep Roxy.
Well, I thought after that speech at the finale, at the tribal council, that they were stupid not to vote out Roxy.
I believe I was a little unsure, but what's her name, Denise? I believe Denise really didn't trust Russell, and that's why she was leaning that way. But if you look at the votes, even Russell voted her out.
Now, Brandon, what do you think?
This ice cream bar is really good.
Okay. Well, what do you think about?
I think it's pretty cool. I mean, Survivor's Survivor, you know what I'm saying? I mean, you'd be surprised how much things change. Like, stuff changes right up until Tribal Council. Things change in Tribal Council. So it's not always editing. Things might be going one way for a particular person, and then all hell breaks loose because Jeff mentioned something that actually pops in people's head, like, oh, appreciate you reminding us that this guy's a douche. You know what I mean? So anything could happen at any point in time. You just got to stay on your toes and not dream about cookies.
So how long is a real tribal council?
That could be up to 3 hours.
Gosh.
Wow.
Easy.
Let's bring up somebody else that's on the phone line that might be able to tell us about tribal councils.
Hello.
Bubba, thank you so much for calling in tonight. How are you?
Hey, nothing much. It's Bubba from Survivor Vanuatu. I was listening to everybody. I want to give a big shout-out to Dave and Mary. I love them to death. Ain't they a hoot?
Hey, Bubba.
They are. We love them, too.
Hey, listen, man, I tell you what. Now, I'm not like Brandon. I'm not eating ice cream. I'm not eating chocolate chip cookies. But with a nickname like Bubba, you can kind of guess what I'm doing.
I love it.
I don't get it.
Y'all talking about that tribal council. She came up with chocolate chip cookies, and I'm looking at two different things here. I'm thinking either they edited it to make her look bad, or what was she thinking? You know, chocolate chip cookies, there's a lot of things. I mean, I'd like to have a cheeseburger, but I wouldn't have shouted it out at tribal council, you know?
Amen. I mean, who would say that at tribal council? It was like, why don't you just paint a big old bullseye right on your forehead?
Yeah.
I believe somebody's back there telling her, just shut up and be stupid. That way you can stay in.
Just sit there and look good. But to tell you the truth, if I was playing the game, if somebody had said chocolate chip cookies, I would think, oh, yeah, she's not playing the game. I'm keeping her around. Or she's thinking chocolate chip cookies. You know, I mean, you're sitting around. You're always wondering who's conspiring and who's talking and stuff like that. And about after week two, the paranoia will kill you because you see so many people talking. But one thing that I had picked up, and me and Chris Gordy had talked about, was if you see two people talking and they got a camera on them, don't worry about that. But now if they've got like three or four cameras on them, then you know they're conspiring and then you know there's something going on. So you can kind of sort through that. It kind of helps you, you know, with your paranoia because it'll drive you nuts out there wondering what's going on and who's talking to who.
That's what Brandon said. He was paranoid the whole game.
Yeah. And one thing else Brandon said, and I hadn't talked about it neither, but that coconut does work on you. I had to wear swimming trunks the whole time because it's no warning. There's no warning. It's just...
So Bob had done a dump, too, and just now telling it.
15
Brandon,
days
you wasn't the first.
Hey, 15 days straight. Dr. Ado was pulling me aside and asking me, how much red meat do you eat? I said, I eat it every meal. He said, well, man, you must have been backed up. I mean... yeah. Yeah, week two I was out there, Jeff Probst said, my gosh, Bubba, you've lost some weight. And I wasn't about to tell him how, but I would say I'm backed up.
Oh, man, that's funny. Well, at least I'm not alone.
Oh, I know, Brandon. I tell you, when I heard you say that, I thought, man, I can relate. I mean, and you wear swimming trunks, just because when it happens, you can go out in the ocean and just kind of shuck them out, you know? I mean, just kind of
wipe
them around and slide them right back home.
Unfortunately, you know, without getting in detail, you know, we were on our way to a challenge, so you can understand what kind of a process that is. I was sitting down right next to Coach, and legitimately, I had thought in my mind, should I wear my swimming trunks? Because normally I would take my swimming trunks. You only had the choice of my swimming trunks and my jeans and my underwear. And I was like, man, I really don't want to wear my swimming trunks because I just want to, you know. So I had my underwear and my jeans on, bro. And I literally, I breathed hard. I just breathed hard. I didn't fart. I didn't do nothing.
It ain't like you sneezed.
I just took a deep breath and it just came out.
Yeah,
and
it happened.
So if I am a true survivor, you're saying do not gain weight and eat red meat before you go on.
Yeah, because I'm telling you, if it's in your system, it will come out. I mean, it's just, yeah.
Hey,
they don't show that stuff on Survivor. You know?
Thank goodness.
What, Brandon?
No, I was going to ask Bubba. I was rudely interrupted by your husband, I believe. I was gonna ask him if the actual coconut or the I forgot if the coconut or the liquid was the laxative for it.
Well, you know, we didn't have a big thing with water. We didn't get Flint till like the second day, and it was a mixture of things for us, you know, because. I made a 2-foot water filter, which they didn't show me make it on there, but it shows us pouring water into it, and it took so long to get water. So we had to drink a lot of that coconut milk and eat a lot of coconut. So, I mean, whatever it was, whether it was the milk or whether it's the coconut, I'm talking exploding ass. I mean, it was just on, and everybody had it. And it was like everybody's walking around afraid to fart because you didn't know if you was going to draw mud or not. But it was like a real major thing on ours. Because we didn't have water, we had to drink that and then eat coconut. And it was just like,
if I do it hard not to fall in love on an island,
exactly.
I should answer for you.
The real challenge was with the editors trying to find a scene that we wasn't talking about our problem. You know, I mean, it was, yeah.
I can't imagine people falling for each other out there, having an actual relationship out there, because hearing about how people smell and their personal issues out there, and it just doesn't seem like the perfect place to have a relationship and see somebody in the best, you know, view of each other.
When there's girls around, you don't talk about it. In our season, it was guys versus girls. Now, naturally, when me and Rory went to the girls' tribe, we didn't talk about it. As far as smell goes, after so long, everybody just smells like smoke because you've already detoxed, you sweated everything out, you smell like smoke. But, of course, they did to me. I mean, I might have smelled like y'all to high end to somebody because of that. But I, at me,
you smelled
this
for 15 days.
Camera crew would always be like, wash your dang clothes. I'm like, you don't smell bad. They're like, yes, you do. Like, leave us alone. You're not starving. Go home and eat your Doritos and chocolate chips.
So once y'all leave California, they leave you a few days, you go to Ponderosa. You say you're there almost a week before you even start the game?
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
That's the hardest part. That's probably for me.
Plus like 10 days in California.
Pre-game is absolutely it's like mind-boggling. It's where your mind is like trapped in a bottle, you know?
Wow.
Yeah.
I didn't realize you guys were trying to.
They keep saying gag order.
I didn't either. I've been around a long time and never really realized. I figured they was like more like the race. You know, we was, 7-8 days before we started race locked up in a hotel. But they're locked up in that hotel, and then they get to the island, and they're locked up again.
Yeah, I mean, we had, like in my season, we were all in the hut. together, but we had a they put up sheets that divided us, and we had a escort that stayed with us wherever we go to make sure we didn't talk. And, you know, like if everybody was outside, the host would be with us. And what I would do, I'd go in myself into the hut, and then I started going through people's stuff, trying to figure out something about them. You know, I mean,
that's ridiculous.
Yeah.
I'm glad I never played with you.
Well, Brandon, there's no use to worry unless I pulled something out. If you had some big 12-inch long thing in your bag or something, I'd have told everybody. But other than that, I kept it quiet.
Oh, Lord of mercy.
But, yeah, one thing I did for all my season, though, they didn't want you to talk to each other. And Meredith, oh, she was getting mad. I mean, she was threatening to send me home. And I said, what? You know, I'd play that dumb card. What? I'm not doing anything. But what it was, I was talking to her in front of everybody and letting everybody hear that country accent. And because Dave will tell you, I mean, playing Amazing Race, people hear that country accent, they automatically underestimate your intelligence, and man, you can really pull some wool over some people's eyes quick. And when I started the game, everybody had that country accent. Everybody thought, well, hey, Bubba's a guy we can trust, you know. And Chris Doherty came up to me right up at the first of the game, and we said, hey, we're good. I said, yeah, we're good. And that, we had an alliance from then. But it was amazing because of my country accent and because my nickname was Bubba. Everybody felt that they could just say things like passive aggressively, and I wouldn't catch on to them. And I was picking up stuff left and right. Like, I knew I couldn't trust JP because every time he said Bubba, he'd say Bubba, make it a big deal. And I thought, no, he's trying to make fun of it. I'm not trusting him. So that's why he wasn't in our alliance. But little things like that, you know, you just got to learn who you are and how to play it.
That's right. It's so hard. It's so hard to figure out who you can trust out there.
Yeah. Well, there's one thing that I wish I had known, and I never, ever thought to do this. Me and Sarge was in an alliance. We weren't as close as Chris and I, but we were, you know, we were pretty tight. I never thought to bring it up. But I'm a Freemason. Sarge was a Freemason, and we never knew while we were on the island.
No kidding.
Yes.
Because technically, that would pretty much bind you guys without you even having a choice, right?
Exactly. Exactly, Brandon. That's right. We would have been bonded. All right. It's like, well, we're hooked up, like it or not, you know. But
yeah.
That would have actually played out very well in the game. That would have actually, had I known that and had I played that card when Sarge started picking teams, I would have been the first one he picked, and I wouldn't have ended up on the girls' tribe outnumbered. So that could have actually played out rather well, but I didn't know until after the game. Matter of fact, it was a few years after that, we were in Louisville, and he said he noticed my token. And I can't say what that is, but he noticed my token, and he said, oh, I see you're enlightened. And my jaw about fell. I said, are you kidding me? And he laughed, and he said, yeah. And I said, for how long? He said, about 10 or 11 years. And I said, oh, my God. I mean,
oh, my goodness.
And I hide in. I was just, yeah.
Full of blood.
I was just in Louisville myself with Mary and David's event.
Oh, okay. I love Louisville.
Oh, my goodness, that hotel that they had us in was gorgeous.
The golf.
We really had a
golf.
It was absolutely amazing. I loved it.
We had a great time there.
Well, thank you, Brandon. You was awesome. And Terry, Underground radio show, gosh.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. We did a radio show from the Mega Cave, Mega Caverns there.
Oh, man, I bet that was wonderful.
It was
yeah,
great.
Bubba, you missed it, buddy. I went ziplining. Almost died.
Oh, my Lord.
Almost died.
Yes.
Whether she almost died or not, I bet she sounded like
yeah, I really did.
say
but that's okay because everybody can come next year, especially the Hants boys.
Now, who do y'all think is going to win this season?
Who
do I think?
I can't make a guess because I, you know. But go ahead.
I want Kent to win.
I think that Kent has what it takes to win if he doesn't hurt himself anymore.
Well,
you can say the same thing about Michael Scoopin.
Who don't?
That old man keeps getting hurt.
Out of that many people, who wouldn't notice him?
Yeah.
I wouldn't.
I mean, everybody knows that I want Michael Scoopin to win. I mean, he's actually the only reason I'm watching. I mean, I haven't watched a lot of seasons, but me and Michael Scoopin, they got to be good friends, and I've said, hey, yeah, I'll definitely watch it. And I've got a lot of inside dope, which really adds to this season because there is a secret alliance going on in this game, and people will never put it together until a lot later in the game.
Is the secret alliance already going on?
Yes, the secret alliance is really going on, and it's one of the most unique alliances.
It's already going on?
I guarantee you, Jonathan Pinner has something to do with it.
It's
because we caught him.
That's why David don't like Jonathan, because we caught him and Yao Ming
and they had asked
Yao
me to do the fans versus
and
fate.
Somebody else talking at a bar when
we
were at the Fox Reality Awards. They were talking privately. We were right there because, like, we're huge fans of Survivor.
They didn't know who we was.
Yeah, they're
right.
Like, oh, please don't tell nobody we're talking. And then that night, they asked David, you know, CBS came out and asked David to go ahead and apply. This is a special season. We really want you on it. So David could have busted that.
Oh, if I was on, well, if I'd went on her with fans versus face right off the bat, there wouldn't the fans would have been ahead right off the bat because you would have had to calm everybody down and let them know, hey, just because they've been on her and you're their fan, calm down.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But now that secret alliance is going on right now.
Okay.
You're just going to make that alliance unique. The alliance is, it's a truth alliance. They have an alliance to always tell each other the truth. Now, most alliances in the past is an alliance to always vote together. These two people will actually, in one part of the game and some part of the games, will actually vote different than one another. And nobody catches on. But they always tell each other the truth. And I'm going to tell you something. They go far.
Wow. Brandon, are you
nobody
on a speakerphone?
Yes, I am.
I think that's what the problem is.
You know what? I'll take it off.
Hey, Brandon, I love you.
No, I love you too, you know?
I know, you came to Louisville.
I'm not old and stuff, and I guess the young people don't get to talk on this radio show.
Yeah, you talk all you want, honey, because I am ready to listen to you, and the fans are ready to listen to you. Talk.
They should be. I'm amazing.
Okay, go ahead. Tell us what you think.
I just know you pooped on
yourself on the island.
Do you have any idea who this secret alliance might be, Brandon?
Brandon, please tell me, because you haven't told me that.
I bet he knows more about it.
I mean, honestly, I know how the game ends up, so I really don't want to spoil it for everyone, so.
Okay.
Bubba be quiet, and me and Mary will be quiet. We won't tell none of that stuff. Just tell.
I want to know about this alliance. Yes, I do.
Well, no, it's just an alliance. I told you. I guarantee you Jonathan Pinner is involved in it. He couldn't play the game without making an alliance, and he made an alliance either with Russell or, no, not
David,
Russell.
You're just jealous of Jonathan because he's been on that island 3 times, honey.
I don't care.
Get over it.
Well, it's just
so love
that
you guys.
Don't matter.
This is such an aggressive conversation. We should all do yoga together.
If Brandon knows how,
go ahead and start.
If Brandon knows how it ends, then Brandon's very aware of the secret alliance. Also,
I'm very aware, but it's kind of like masonry. You can't say anything about it.
That's exactly right. That's just between me and you, Brandon.
I hear you, buddy.
I guess we're all left out.
Yeah, leave me out. That's fine. I'm getting y'all fans. I can make them hate you, too.
You know you love me.
Okay, make a phone call at least to let me know, because this is blowing my mind, Bubba.
I know, honey.
There's an alliance, and they have not showed us yet.
They don't.
Also,
they
gotta
yes.
let it blow her mind. That she needs to have her mind blown.
Yeah.
Yeah. They never show it on. You won't see it on TV probably.
Just like you never seen Coach. And, well, you never seen me and Coach's alliance. Like, the first day I walked up to Coach on the island, I said, I looked at him like, well, everybody saw that clip. I said, as a man of God, shake my hand, tell me you won't vote me, I won't stab him back, blah, 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 blah. Well, every single day, we'd have these meetings every single day. It was really in-depth. Well, that's not what they showed. They showed a lot. They just showed what he said behind the cameras, behind my back, and stuff like that. So I don't. You know, there's so much that goes on out there. Bubba can agree with me as far as that. You know, there's so much that goes on. You're being filmed every single second of every day for 39 days constantly. And you're getting,
yeah.
what, maybe 45 minutes of footage. 42. I mean, 42 minutes of footage. I mean, come on. I mean, open your eyes.
I know.
Yeah.
We have often
exactly.
said that we would love to have... Like Big Brother has the 24-hour live feeds, we would love for CBS to open up the 24-hour live feeds of Survivor so that
oh
we can
God.
See what really goes on out there.
I think they need to start us off in a house and then make us fly to about five countries, find our way to an island, and then we got to finish the game. And it could be all three CBS shows.
Somebody's getting a phone call.
Yeah, don't worry about it.
Yeah. Yes. I think what would be cool is that they had 16 people on one island and 16 people on another, and they started two games of Survivor. And when they got down to final eight, they pulled it.
Put them together with
the final 16 and start the game all over again. That would really mess with their heads, because
wow.
I know how.
I was
later in the game, you see people going off.
Like,
man, I'm getting closer and closer, and you think, "Oh my God, I got to start all over." You know,
dude, that would be some serious. You have to find some strong contestants, because I know how hard it was just to do 36 days out there. Oh my God!
Oh, exactly. Yeah, but you could. The way you would do that is you would give them more rewards and stuff. You know.
Yeah, because I remember I lost. 36 days, I actually lost exactly 36 pounds. So
wow.
I lost a pound. I lost
yeah.
a pound a day out there. And, you know, I was hospitalized for 2 weeks when I got home. 3 weeks, excuse me. My wife just corrected me because she's awesome like that. And,
and how's your son, Brandon?
Brandon, was
actually,
this the appendicitis?
Guys, what? I can't hear you.
Was this the appendicitis?
The appendicitis? Absolutely
yeah.
not.
Okay.
It was the diarrheacitis.
Okay, so did you have a bacteria? Cause
yeah,
it
was vomiting, and have you ever vomited and crapped yourself at the same time?
Okay, because we've talked to survivors who've come back with,
well,
like,
if you want to tell fraternity
they
stories, I've got a few.
In their belly.
I can tell you about vomiting and crapping at the same time. Yes.
Okay, so I want to tell everybody this. This is pretty good news. Okay, so I have my little boy. He's Elijah. You know, he's a pretty cool dude. And then my daughter's name is Lillian. And, Bubba, did you get a chance to meet him? Were you in Florida?
I didn't get a chance to meet your children, no.
Okay. And then my wife, she's cool, too. She's a good girl. And I'm just kidding, baby. I love you. But we're actually expecting another child. So.
What?
Oh, awesome.
Breaking news right here on the Rad Reality Show. You heard it first here.
Hey, Brandon.
So you're going to be a...
I got clapping in the background. How nice! Thank you guys. So check
I
this out.
The crowd.
I'm my 21st birthday is October 15th this next month.
Whoa!
And we're three babies into it already. You know, going strong. That's just really cool because we have. It's not like how I grew up. We have the means to do that, and I can't say that it's. Survivor hasn't helped because it has, but you know, just it's really cool how things turned over for our family. You know, it's it wouldn't be as easy, you know, as it is if this whole reality thing. So much appreciation to God first, then to family, and then to some pretty crazy reality TV shows that helped out. So, yeah,
well, congratulations.
Yeah, thank you, thank you.
That is pretty crazy.
I don't know what it's
going to
be.
And Brandon brought up a very good point. You know, he was talking about reality helping out, you know, in life and stuff like that. And you'd be amazed how many people didn't even win the game of Survivor. I'm sure this is an amazing race of they didn't win, but they took the money that they had and parlayed that and made a better situation. And you've got some people that has won that just blew it. You know,
Hey, Brandon, and done worse things with it. I mean, I can think of a Big Brother person that wound up in jail. That won Big Brother, and he wound up in jail because he wound up, you know, taking a wrong path and wound up in drugs. And I think he's turning his life around now. I pray that he is, but, you know, some people can make a wrong turn in life and go down a wrong path, and, you know, it's unfortunate. And hopefully, you know, he's got a great family behind him, and I think he's realized, you know, his errors and where he took that wrong turn. He's writing a great blog right now, and I believe what he says when he says that he's, you know, really seen the errors of his ways. But, you know, sometimes people do make those wrong turns, and, you know, you hope that when he gets out, you know, he's able to, you know, repay some of the people that supported him, and he, you know, does right by his life and, you know, gets back on track. But some people can really do, you know, great things even though they don't win, like you said, Bubba. And some people that win all the money, you know, don't get very far with it. So it just depends on what you do with.
Yeah, because that's the one thing we go out to charity events that I tell everybody. They're like, how do we get on the show? And I say, just be yourself. But remember, always give back, because God gave you this opportunity. You now have a chance to be involved in every charity around the world. You can help kids. You can help people dying. You know, you can help animals. You can do anything you want. Just give back.
Exactly. I mean, Mary preached the gospel right there. I was on season 9, and I still get called all the time and get booked because I'm willing, you know, to do this or do that for the children and stuff like that. And when it comes to kids and stuff like that, I don't charge nothing. If it's for kids, I'll bend over backwards because I have 4 children of my own. And I know if one of my children was sick or something, I want somebody to try to help them if they had the resources.
Yeah, people got to realize, man, we're just normal freaking people. I mean, I loathe a person that thinks they're the shit, excuse my French, just because they've been on a reality show.
Exactly.
I don't care who you are.
Exactly.
You could kiss my rear all day long.
You're going to come at me.
You know, you wouldn't. That's the thing. You would not.
I can tell you right now, that's one thing I love about Dave and Mary. They'll come out, you know, they come out to the Bristol race and have 100 people standing there wanting to talk to them, and here they are missing a race. But by God, they'll sit there and talk to every freaking one of them until they're done.
Absolutely.
You know, you got to be nice to the fans, you know.
Absolutely.
And Mary and David are two of the nicest people I've ever met.
And Brandon said it, we're all just normal people given a chance.
Yeah,
you know, that's the truth.
Yeah.
Reality is real people. It's not fabulous people chosen, you know. We are just real people. Brandon Hance, we met him in person. He's just a real person. He's amazing.
Yeah, me and Mary are just big fans of, you know, reality, really. And we can't wait till the next season to come out just to see if we're lucky enough to meet one of them. You know what I mean?
Yeah, the next season.
I'm ready for Sunday when the Amazing Race starts, and I'm not allowed to talk about the twist, or we'll have to have Paul go in the screening room or something because he doesn't want to know about the twist. But it's going to be a good season, and I'm anxious for it to start. So I'm sure both of you know about the twist for the $2 million.
Oh yes,
yeah,
it's a shame.
Yeah, it is. Hey, Brandon, do you want to know if it's a boy or a girl?
How do I know that?
Not is it doing? Please, David, shut up.
I'm telling him how
David,
to find out. Get you a little piece of yarn.
Don't
put a needle on the end of it and hold it right in the middle.
It does not work.
Hold it right. Yes, it does. Hold it right in the middle. My mom all used to do it, and it was always right.
It never, never ever worked with us. So don't
even. Oh, whatever. You ain't never had it done. You don't believe in this. Put it in her hand. If it goes round and round, it's a girl. If it goes up and down, it's a boy.
That sounds like witchcraft.
Yeah, thank you.
It sounds like there's some spirit involved. So I'm going to be honest with you. It's an old wives' tale from hell, my friend.
Well, maybe.
I will pass.
Well,
no, I did that when I was a kid. I did that when I was a kid, and it's pretty cool, but it's terrible accurate. Like, very terrible at it. It's, it told me I was going to have 5 boys. So, it's like, it's one off already. So, you know.
Brandon, if they give you a chance to find out when she goes to get a sonogram, will you find out or do you like to be surprised at the end?
You can't
be surprised. I hate surprises.
With the kids,
because, like, I'm about to buy all kinds of stuff. I mean,
you want to know?
I want to like be informed because I mean, it's for me it's cool going out and buying. Like I'm the biggest nerd when it comes to buying stuff for my babies. I'll go out there and you know it's probably not all the right sizes and stuff, but I'm good hearted about it. It's just like I'm really into the whole. Getting the kids clothes, you know, boy or girl, blah blah blah. So yeah, of course, I want to know because it's going to be prepared, you know.
Right, and then you can
stuff.
Decide on names and have names picked out and that kind of thing too. So
yeah, we're thinking for a. I think that's great, and I'll think about. I'm going to sleep on it. I'll get back with you. I'm thinking either Titus Gabriel for a boy. And I, you know, cause I like, the 300 and I'm thinking that I want him to be a Spartan, or Optimus Prime. That's my boy names. I've talked to my wife. We're still discussing that.
We're not in agreement.
Well, it's whatever she says. We
said
understand.
We're not in agreement.
No, she said I agree completely.
Oh, did
Bye.
She?
No,
my youngest son is named Gabriel.
I heard that. No, I didn't.
Yeah, Bubba's the youngest is Gabriel.
Yeah, my youngest son is Gabriel. Yeah.
Sweet. I got Elijah Benjamin and Lily and Elizabeth now, so you know, we're trying to keep
I like
it
those
biblical.
Names.
So you got 3 children? Does that count right?
He's got 2 and 1 on the way, and he ain't but 14 years old.
Yeah. Dude, I got to tell you, I've got 4.
I'm a 20-year-old American.
Man, I've got 4, and people always ask me, why do you have so many kids? And I said, well, you know, if it ain't football season, there's nothing on TV, what do? You know? So.
Yeah. That's actually pretty cool.
If you're blessed enough to have a kid, there's so many people trying every day that can't have them. And if you're blessed enough to have them, love them and enjoy them, you know,
yeah,
give them the best life you can.
That's
exactly.
Right. I was one of those that could never have kids. So I applaud all of you who can have kids. And Mary and David, I got to meet your children, and you have some of the most beautiful kids in the world, and they're all so just well-behaved and gorgeous and beautiful and loving.
Did you hit your head when you come in a room at night?
You know they are, David.
Okay. Would you like to take them home for a week and train them?
I'll do that. I'll keep them home.
So what's happening right now as far as, you know, I haven't been able to talk to many people, so I'm going to go ahead and you guys can be my strength for today. I'm working offshore because I'm a 5th-generation tankman. We do oil rigs and all that stuff. Anyways, I'm offshore, so it's kind of tough because every child that I've had I've done this. Like I've been a tankerman for about 4 years now since I've been able to since I'm so young and whatnot. But it's good money. But I got to be away from the family. 20 days I'm gone on the water, and I live in a little 5x5 little house. It's a little bunk, and we got a 3-decker tugboat, and we're on the water for 20 days, and then I can come home for 10. What sucks is I'm on my last day. Tomorrow at like 5 in the morning, I've got to be on another boat.
You better go spend some time with your wife then.
That's a good idea.
You don't need a drink, honey.
She knows, because it sucks.
Man,
I don't like doing
care
it.
Of his family.
It's like every 10 days, it's like Survivor, man. It sucks so bad. Like, it's over and over again. But the cool part about it is my mind copes with doing my work so much better now that I have had that tough of an experience. Because the cool thing about it is I actually can talk to people that don't get to vote me out, and I get to eat anything I want. I get to eat everything and anything I want, so, I mean, that's pretty cool. And it's just, it's definitely a lot to be, I'm definitely appreciative of the experience I had in that aspect, but as far as the work is concerned. And also, I want to use this opportunity to tell everyone to watch Enhanced on YouTube. I'm trying to throw some stuff together on YouTube. It's just, something fun. So if you could get the word out.
Absolutely, Brandon. This radio show is something that you can always come back to. You're part of the Rad Reality family now, and you can always come back here and promote anything you're doing. We here at the Rad Reality Show absolutely adore the Hantz family boys, and I've talked to all of them. I've met all of you. And you can come back here and promote anything that you want to promote. Anytime you're doing anything, promote it here. We will certainly promote Enhanced on YouTube and get that word out. And anything that you do in the future, Brandon, you have a home here that you can come back and promote it on any of our shows here on the Rad Reality Show Network. So,
thank you. I really appreciate it. That means a lot.
You're
love
welcome
you guys.
Here. You're welcome.
I think I'm
going
to go make love. So,
okay, but listen, that's what I'm telling people about you, because I tell them what I'm telling them is you all, they think Kardashians is reality. There needs to be a Hantz show on TV, because just meeting you and your daddy, you're awesome. I could only imagine meeting Willie and Russell and
look,
put y'all in one house.
We're all in the same room. It's a lot. If we're all just, God forbid.
Because I have watched it on your YouTube, honey, and you all are great, and I just think that you're stupid not to pick you up.
I got to get off here and get the baby.
Okay.
Take care. Right,
love you.
Thank
hey,
you, David.
Well, Brandon, this is Paul, but it's been a pleasure having you on. You've been cracking us up all night. You cracked me up in the screening room. I will have to share with Sherry what you did to me in there. But
did you poop?
Godspeed to you, and congratulations again.
All right, man. I love you.
Love
you,
guys.
You, Brandon.
Brandon, tell your wife thank you for sharing you with us tonight. We appreciate it so much, and we
no
hope
problem.
To hear from you real soon. And take care
Thanks,
of yourself
guys.
While you're out there on the water.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you,
Be
guys.
Be careful. Okay, bye-bye,
Bye.
Sweetie.
Bye, hon.
Bye.
Wow, what a show tonight. This has been fun, and Bubba, thank you so much for calling in.
No problem.
You made it just as crazy. I can't believe you came on this show.
Oh, yeah.
Lord
have mercy. I'm looking forward to
you
doing it.
You come on here and you just blew him alive.
I was coming out here on the
talking.
Front. That's where I'm sitting. I'm sitting on the front porch. I was coming out here front porch, open me up a couple and have a good time.
That's what it's about. That's what we do here is have a good time.
There we go.
But, Terry, we're going to let you go. I need to call my mommy and my sister, and it was a great night last night, and I'm looking forward to this whole season of Survivor, let alone next season.
I am, my gosh.
And Mary, you keep trying to figure out who that secret alliance is. Okay?
Bubba, I'm calling you tomorrow, bud, because I don't, I don't stand for this. You don't tease me and not go through. So I will be talking to you tomorrow. Got it?
Okay. I'll be looking forward to it.
Talk Terry, can't wait to talk to you.
And then, Mary,
okay?
You call me and tell me, okay?
I will.
Oh, okay.
Bye, pal.
All right, you have a good
day.
Bye,
pal.
Thank you all
bye-bye.
So much for calling
bye-bye.
In tonight. It's been
okay.
fun.
Okay,
all
bye-bye,
right.
guys.
Bye-bye, hon.
Bye.
Oh, my goodness. What a fun
I
show.
Yeah, it was. I, Terry, you know me and my spoiler feelings, and I was sitting here going, oh, no, I don't want to stop them, but I hope they don't spoil this alliance thing. That's kind of exciting to look forward to.
Yes, and I stopped them from saying anything about the amazing race.
I thank
too,
you.
So.
I thank you for that. Hey, we that was a lot of fun and cracked me up the whole night. What a great group of guests we had on tonight. They really they're like family to each other. It was a hoot. It was a hoot.
It was so much fun, so lighthearted and so much fun.
So
I really enjoyed it.
We got stuff to talk about before the show ends and don't want to run out of time.
We do. We are going to have a huge show on Friday. And I want to make
tomorrow.
Sure that everyone knows to be there for Cowboys finale show on Friday. I can't say a whole lot about who's going to be here on Friday, but I just have to say that you need to be at Cowboys finale show on Friday. It is at 2 p.m. Central, 1 p.m. I mean 2 p.m. Eastern Time, 1 p.m. Central, 11 a.m. Pacific Time. And
let me just tease a bit, and this won't reveal anything, but suffice it to say that Cowboy was in Vegas this past weekend, and with all those reality people that were in Vegas, he was apparently working them to come on his final show. So we don't know which of the hundreds of reality, I don't know how many were there, but, you know, there was a lot of them there. And I know I'm going to be surprised, and I'm so excited about it, and hopefully I won't be tired tomorrow like I normally am on Fridays.
You better get that coffee flowing in the morning, Paul. I
yeah.
will say that Gene from the Glass House is going to be here. Jeffrey from the Glass House is going to be here. And Big Easy from MTV's Fresh Meat Gauntlet 3
Challenges.
All of those. He was on the Gauntlet. He was on.
Don't they call those shows the challenges generically?
Right. So he's Big Easy's going to be here as well. Those are just a few teasers to throw out there. That's just a couple little teasers. You've got to be at the show. Cowboy has worked so hard to put this show together, and it is going to be fun. So make sure you're here for that show. Monday, Michelle is going to be away.
Wait.
Sunday.
There
we
you
have,
go, sweetie.
We have Louie's show returning for The Amazing Race. And I can't wait to get Louie's show back on because I absolutely adore Louie Stravato. That
Holy
show
crap.
Is...
Four shows in 5 nights. I didn't sign up for this, but I'm looking forward to it.
Louie's show is at 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central, and 7 p.m. Pacific. And we want to make sure you're all here for the return of Louie Stravato recapping The Amazing Race. He does such a wonderful job. And he always gives us these little tidbits of information that he knows that's going on behind the scenes that you wouldn't know from, you know, just watching the show
and
unless you talk to somebody who's been there.
Exactly. And just to let you know, from doing so many of his shows, surprised. What word am I looking for? It's not out of the question that he surprises us with guests. In fact, he surprised us big time. He's an amazing race person. And he had Jeff and Jordan call in one night. And I go, whoa, because he has also grown to love a lot of the reality shows that we watch as well. And, of course,
Jeff and Jordan was on The Amazing Race, so.
That's right. Just as I'm talking, I'm going, yeah. I was going to correct myself, but you had to catch me on that one.
He brings on some amazing people on his show, too. He can get some. Everybody loves Louis, so if he calls them, they're not going to say no. So he can get great guests on his show, and he often does have some just wonderful people on his show to join him.
I want to, just because they're kind of like my little creations and my babies. We have basically one last time to play the cowboy promo.
Yes, I have it queued up here, ready to go.
Oh, bless your heart.
Let's do it.
Come back Friday show. We'll be here during the lunchtime. Take your lunch break. If you work, take a little lunch break.
The Rad Reality Show, the roundtable discussion about Big Brother on Blog Talk Radio.
And we got cowboys!
Oh, wow. What a show. What a show. But in a way. I'd be wearing my six-shoe, riding my pony, getting dry. But in a way.
Absolutely. It's good to have true fans out there. I really love doing it for the fans. Oh, I should have been a cowboy.
You know, I've done a lot of clips, and that is still one of my favorite ones. I just love
that. You jumped ahead of me, Paul. I was just going to give you such mad props about that one and tell you that was one of my favorite promos you've ever done.
Thank you, sweetie. Oh, bless your heart. We have liked mine so many times, and I just thank you so much, because especially the little sayings with cowboy in the background.
I know,
really,
I love that.
One.
I just love
Thank
that
you.
Promo.
Kisses.
I love that. I think that's just one of the best ones you've ever put together, and I know you had to work so hard to do that. But that is truly one of the best promos you've ever put together, and I wish he was around. You know, he did a year-round show so we could use it year-round. But you've also put together a new closing song for us to use, and I will play that tonight as well. This has been just a fabulous, fun show tonight, and I've enjoyed it so much. I want to make sure that you come back for Manic Monday as well. Michelle will not be here this Monday. She has business to attend to, but we will have a fabulous Manic Monday as well. 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central, 4 p.m. Pacific time, so be here for that as well. I'll put it out in the promos who's going to be here with us for Monday. And I'm going to close the show as I always do with Ron. Thank you all for being here with us tonight. Be kind to each other. We hope to see you tomorrow for Cowboys Big Show. Take care, everyone. Good night.
Thank you, everyone. I'm signing off, too. I'm going to finish off the show with, oh, man, what am I going to finish off with tonight? I got lots of stuff I can finish off with tonight. But you know what I'm going to finish off with tonight? I'm going to do this one. Sweet dreams.
Thank you for being a friend. Travel down a road and back again. Your heart is true. You're a pal and a confidant.
Being a
I'm on a
Good night, everyone. Take care and God bless. Be kind to each other.